This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, October 22nd. God's word to you today is new. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, and it says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun." This is one of my favorite passages of scripture. In fact, the first book I wrote, New Creation Reality, was based on this passage of scripture. It is such a powerful passage, and it changed my life totally. If a man is in Christ, a man is found in Christ, he has become a new person. The old is not going gradually. The old is gone, and a new life has begun. Paul says, "Reckon yourself to be dead. Consider yourself to be a new person. Consider yourself saved." Salvation is not gradual. It does not start at certain parts of your body and then spread to the whole body. The whole old is out, and the whole new has begun. Salvation is not about learning a new behavior. Salvation is about living a new life altogether. You are a new person. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That comes about by God's Spirit in us, because we cannot achieve this by our strength. One thing about this walk is that it is so real, so tangible, that children are able to grasp the reality of a walk with God. It is God's Spirit in us that makes these things possible. It is not by power. It is not by might. It is by God's Spirit. Ezekiel 36:26 says, "And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations." This is God's promise to us. In other words, without the Spirit of God in us, we will struggle to obey God. God is saying, do not covet. And like we learned, the commandments of God are also the promises of God. So, do not covet is not just a command, it is a promise. It is God saying to us, I will empower you not to covet. God's Spirit in you will empower you not to covet. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, it will just be religion. The commandments are not just the do's and don'ts of religion. They are about living a life full of God. Living a life that is enviable to the world. A life that speaks of a unique priesthood. I pray that God will empower you in that regard and much more. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I declare that I belong to Christ. I have become a new person. There is no trace of the old life, and I will never go back to it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.